It's 11 trivia questions on organs, both body parts and musical instruments, written by Mike Maximchuk. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for hanging out and listening to my show. And shout out to new listeners that have found the show from searching Trivia on any podcast app and going, who's this guy? What's this all about? I appreciate you listening, and you should hit subscribe so you never miss a new episode. They come out every single day. And there's 900 plus to go back and listen to anytime you want. Shout out to my new friends, Delaney and Eric, who listen in, I want to say, Alabama. If you guys are listening right now, what's up to you both? I hope you are doing well. I just mailed you some cool stuff. If you want me to mail you some cool stuff, I have these brand new bookmarks. They say read on them. And then there is a little phrase or moniker under the word read. And then there's a picture of me as Bob Ross at the bottom painting Trivia with Buds on a canvas. This one, for example, says read. It's like CrossFit for your brain. Another one says, read, start a fight club with books. If you like that kind of stuff, if you're looking for a new bookmark, these are like hard plastic coated bookmarks. They're very cool. I have a bunch of them, and I would love to send you one. Leave a review on iTunes, and then drop me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and let me know that you did that, and then I will send you something very cool in the mail. Some stickers, some bookmarks, and other things. Okay? Okay. Today's episode is all about organs, pipe organs, and body parts. So get ready for this one. It's a fun concoction mixed together by Mike Maximchuk. Mike has written so many great quizzes lately and sent them to me. I just had to start recording them. So thank you so much, Mike. And guys, get ready because we're jumping into 11 questions on organs and pipe organs right now. Here we go. All right, organs by Mike Maximchuk, a quiz on two types of organs, pipe organs and human organs. Good luck with this one, everybody. Number one, what is the term given to each of the keyboards an organist can play with their hands and or feet, which stems from the Latin word for hand, manus? Number one, what is the term given to each of the keyboards an organist can play with their hands and or feet? Number one. Question number two, by specification, what is the largest organ in the human body? Number two, what is the largest organ of the human body? Number two, number two. Number three, where is the largest pipe organ, based on number of pipes, ever built? This organ contains 33,114 pipes and shares a city with Nucky Thompson from HBO's series Boardwalk Empire. Where is this organ? Number three. Question number four, how many pints of blood are in an average human body? Number four, how many pints of blood are in an average human body? Question number five, does it take more muscles to smile or frown? Does it take more muscles to smile or frown? Question number six, where is the strongest muscle in the human body? Where is the strongest muscle in the human body? Number six. Number seven, what is the common name for the Wurlitzer organ found in some older cinemas? Number seven, what is the common name for a Wurlitzer organ found in some older cinemas? Question number eight, when you sneeze, air rushes through your nose at what speed? Number eight, when you sneeze, air rushes through your nose at what speed? Question number nine, this plant has several narrow stems that rise vertically, growing from a single short trunk just above ground level. These stems are about 6 inches thick and grow to a height of 16 feet. However, it has been known to reach 23 to 26 feet. There is a U.S. National Monument in Arizona dedicated to this plant. What is it? Lots of info in that question. What is that plant? Two questions remain. Here's number 10. How many chambers does the human heart have? How many chambers does the human heart have? And your bonus question for 2 points, crossover between human organs and pipe organs. What is the name of the reed stop on a pipe organ, so named because of its supposed resemblance to the human voice. The name comes from the Latin for human voice. What do you think that is, the Latin for human voice? Those are all your questions for organs and human organs. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with the answers to Mike Maximchuk's clever quiz on pipe organs and human organs. Let's see how you did. Number one, what is the term given to each of the keyboards an organist can play with their hands or feet, which stems from the Latin word for hand, manus? That's manuals. Manuals. Number one, like in skateboarding. Number one, manuals. Number two, what is the largest organ in the human body? That would be the skin. The skin. Adults carry some 8 pounds and 22 square feet of skin. Number three, where is the largest pipe organ based? Nucky Thompson from Boardwalk Empire would agree. Atlantic City. Number three, Atlantic City. Number four, how many pints of blood are in the average human body? 8 pints. 8 pints. Number five, does it take more muscles to smile or frown? You've heard this before. It's frown. You use 14 muscles to smile and 43 to frown. Number six, where is the strongest muscle in the human body? That's the masseter muscle, which you can flex in the corner of your jaw when you bite down. It's the biting part of your jaw, strongest in the human body. Number seven, what is the common name for a Wurlitzer organ, which can be found in older cinemas? That's a theater organ. It's called a theater organ. Number eight, when you sneeze, air rushes through your nose at what speed? Up to 100 miles an hour. 100 miles an hour when you sneeze. If you look it up in slow motion on YouTube, it's pretty gross. Number nine, this plant has several narrow stems that rise vertically, growing from a short trunk just above the ground level. And this is the organ pipe cactus, 23 to 26 feet, organ pipe cactus. Number 10, how many chambers does the human heart have? Four. Two atria, two ventricles, number 10, four. And the bonus for 2 points, the name of the crossover between human organs and pipe organs. It's the name of the reed stop on a pipe organ, named after the Latin for human voice. It's Vox Humana. Vox Humana. So there you go, guys. You learned a bunch of stuff about your body and instruments from Mike. Thank you, Mike, for supplying me with those questions today. We have one more fact of the day for you, and that fact of the day is Beatrix Potter created the first of her legendary Peter Rabbit children's stories way back in 1902, 118 years ago. Wow, it's a while ago. Peter Rabbit, Beatrix Potter, 1902. Thank you guys so much for leaving iTunes reviews. Thanks for telling a friend about this show. Do me a favor. Find somebody who likes trivia and tell them about this show if they don't know about it already. That would be super helpful, and it'll just take you a second. Thank you so much for spreading the word, and we'll see you next time for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.